From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. Detroit residents will soon be voting for mayor, city council, and other offices. I've been working in the Detroit Morningside neighborhood all this year, and I wanted to see how well the priorities of the residents aligned with the candidates vying to be their city council member. And actually, they aligned surprisingly well. I talked with a dozen residents of Morningside, and one of their top concerns was abandoned houses.
Right now, we have a lot of vacant houses. The grass doesn't get cut often.
Tear all these raggedy abandoned houses down to make it safe for myself and the children walking around here.
That was Sharon Lee and Michelle Drain, who worries a person might grab a woman or a kid off the street and drag them into a vacant house. Morningside is part of Detroit's District 4. The incumbent city council member is Andre Spivey. He says Detroit is putting all the money it can into tearing down vacant buildings.
Whatever funds we can give to you for demolition, we'll do just that. And it's a slow process, but we're getting there.
According to City of Detroit data, in just the last 3 years, 266 houses have been torn down in Morningside, nearly 2,000 in District 4, and nearly 13,000 total in the city, thanks to federal hardest hit funds. Spivey's challenger is Letitia Johnson. She knows empty houses attract people who will steal anything of value out of the house.
Scrappers are a huge problem. Of course, vacant houses are a huge problem.
She'd like to use those federal funds currently going to demolitions to help keep residents in their home.
I like to focus on being proactive and helping to reduce, eliminate the issue by utilizing the hardest hit fund dollars to help keep them there, so that more properties are not becoming blighted and we're not demolishing any more houses.
Which brings us to another issue of importance to Morningside residents, helping people get money for home repair.
They need to rebuild the houses, make it look a little more better.
Give them a helping hand to bring it up to code instead of using all that money to tear things down. There's no programs like that.
That was Ronisha Rayford and Kenneth Kennedy. One of the things you notice in many Detroit neighborhoods are houses with big blue tarps protecting the roof. Roof leaks can destroy a house fast, but a lot of folks can't afford to reshingle them. Spivey says there are some low-interest programs.
But you have to qualify for them. We do have CDBG grant dollars. Those go to organizations in the community, but then they can't serve the entire east side or all of Morningside.
So we'll continue to see those blue tarps for now. That is, unless whoever wins the election for mayor decides that those hardest hit funds might be better spent on fixing homes instead of seeing them added to the demolition list. Among the other issues, a few people mentioned crime and wanting more police patrols, but there was one thing mentioned several times I didn't really expect.
This neighborhood needs a recreation center.
An activity center? Youth and senior activity center.
There we heard from Mike Kemp and Corey Asbury. District 4 challenger Letitia Johnson also brought up the topic.
One thing that we do not have in District 4 is a rec center. Most districts throughout the city have two, more than likely three of them. Some have four.
She says residents on the east side of Detroit see a rec center as a priority. Councilman Andre Spivey says he'd like to see a public-private partnership to build and operate a rec center.
The mayor and I spoke, and the mayor said, we don't have any money at all. But I said, Mr. Mayor, if I find some private dollars, can we find some public dollars to match that? And so we are right now looking at some foundations and community associations to find some money. And we're not talking just a fly-by-night rec center, but a state-of-the-art rec center that can create its own revenue to sustain itself.
If that happens, Spivey thinks it should go to Chandler Park, where there's already a golf course and the Chandler Park Family Aquatic Center. Other things people want are illegal dumping stopped and loose dogs caught. But mostly, they just want people to realize that Morningside has a lot going for it, and people should buy a house there. For the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.